Today is Daf Chav Zayin. We're on Chav Zayin, correct? By Amar Rava, which is about 4 or 5 lines down from the top. So we were discussing different lashonos that somebody can use, and some lashonos work to create tamura, and therefore you would get malchus. Some lashonos work in order for it to be pidyon, where it's a redemption, which you don't get malchus. It's something that's allowed. So we're talking about the lashon of tachas. The lashon of tachas, which seems to the Mishnah says tachas is one thing, the Brisa says tachas is another thing. So it came about and said it depended on the context. It really depended on the context. That tachas is also lashon of itpusei, which is a lashon of tmura, and sometimes you find it's a lashon of chulin, which is a lashon of pidyon. Right. So and Rabbi quoted. And therefore, Abaye said that when it came to Kachim Mizbeach, you can create Tamura, so then Tachas is a Lashon of Tamura. When it comes to Kachim Bedek Abayis, which cannot create Tamura, then Tachas is a Lashon of Pidyon, of Achule. So Amar Rava. Rava says, Afilu b'Kachim Mizbeach, Mishkachas v'lishna da'achulehu, g'chahaya hektish b'amum. Even by Kachim Mizbeach, you can find a situation whereby the language of tachas will be used, or will assume that the language of tachas is not tmura, but it is for pidyon, and therefore there's no malchus. The case would be where the korban, the kachim mizbeach, was a balmum. So you had a korban balmum, and you had a behemah of chulin, and you said, harei ze tachas behemah zo. So use the word tachas. Now since the hektish balmum is supposed to be redeemed, it's subject to chilul, it's subject to pidyon, so then the umdah is going to be that we're going to say the word tachas means le'achule and not for tamura. Even though it's kachim mizbeach. Rabbi made a distinction between kachim mizbeach and kachim guf. Rava says even within kachim mizbeach we can say that tachas would mean redemption and not tamura. So Amar Ravashi says, afilu bivalmum. Even when it comes to the balmum, don't say every time you use the word tachas by a balmum, it means pidyon and not tamura, because afilu b'balmum nami mishkachas lo lishnei d'achule. I'm wondering this whole thing, why can't we just ask him what he meant?
Like we're trying,
right, I guess we're going, right?
Same thing.
Right, because the Gruz says that it's umdum das. Rashi says that it's...
Maybe something is called what you say.
But we have to figure out what was... But when you said it, what did that mean? We have to find out what it meant at that moment. When you said that, what was that? What did you mean? But what happened then?
Whatever the Gemara says happened.
But I'm saying...
Meaning something happened then. It's too late to go in.
Right, so... Right, so Rashi says, I think, similar to what you're saying, Josh. Rashi says, because lo masu akasav el chachamim. The chachamim can determine what the words mean. The Gemara doesn't like that. The Gemara says... He says that we have an umdum das, what people mean. But a similar idea, I think Rashi is going along more what you're saying, I think Gra is going along with what I'm saying, so we're both in pretty good company and we'll agree to disagree. And leave it at that. Okay. So set it up. So Amar of Ashi, afilu balmum nam mishkachta lishnachule. Even when it comes to balmum, don't say that every time you say the word tachas by a balmum, it means that it means pidyon. Sometimes it could also mean a tpuse, which is the lashon of tamura. Depends on where his focus is on. Yodeu akodesh chol have, yodeu achol kodesh have. In a scenario where the animals are in front of here, what is his focus on? If his hand is on the kodesh animal, right? He says his hand is on the kodesh animal, and he says zo the chol animal is tachas zo the kodesh animal that I'm holding. Chol have. Then the behemah kodesh goes to chol, because we say that since he's holding on to the kodesh animal, his intention was to redeem the kodesh animal. However, yodo achol, if his hand is on the chol animal, and he says zo, the one I'm holding, the chol, is tachas zo, the kodesh animal, then kodesh have. We say that the original animal still stays with tzedusha, and the baal mum can make a tamura, and we'll say that his kavana was tamura, because if he really wanted to do a redemption and not tamura, he would focus on the Kodesh and put his hands on the Kodesh. So it depends on where his focus is. Okay. So, Bayi Abaye. Abaye asked the following question, and this question is actually set up for the further few questions. Let me just find it in Rashi. Okay. Baye baye. Hayu lefan of shtei behemas kodesh balas mum. He has two korbanos that are bal mum. Okay? A and B. And then he has shtei behemos chulin tmimos. And he has two pure behemos chulin tmimos. C and D. Okay? But Amar, and he says, hare elu tachas elu. The assumption is going to be that he doesn't put his hand on either of them. Because if he puts his hand on them, we just said according to Rav Ashi, then you have really made, it's done, you made a determination. So he says, right, Rashi says, the lohinia, it's Rashi 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines, 6, 6, 7 lines, we'll get short. He says, the lohinia chiyodo lokan vilokan. So that whole scenario is out. He says, and he says, hare elu tachas elu. These, C and D, should be tachas those A and B. Okay? So is he redeeming A and B? Or is he doing tmura? So mahu, mi amar lat puse vilaki, do we say that his kavanah is to do hatpasa, which we're saying is tmura, and therefore he gets malchus because he violates the lav? O dilma, or more, or do we say, kol heichad ika teira lo shabik inish teira v'avidusur? Or do we assume that if there's a mutter way to do something, a person's not going to leave the mutter way and do it the usher way? And the mutter way to do it here is to do pidgin redemption. So we should assume that he's doing redemption and he's not doing an isser. We should, you know, down the kavskos, I guess, idea. So that's the shaila. And Rashi says, let puse, which would mean tmura, mis puse mitkavin, ola chule mitkavin. And Rashi points out, the hua dinami, the matzi boy bichata, you could have made this question with, you know, there's one animal. Animal A is a baal mum, and animal B is just a chul and tamim. Just because it's the following, it's just a setup of the following questions, which are just going to involve multiple animals. So I ask this question with multiple animals. The Gemara says as follows: Im timtze lomar. Now, if we're going to say, and we're going to assume in case A, that kol heicha de ika hetera lo shavik inish v'avdi sura, that every place that there is mutter, we can interpret it in a mutter way, we're not going to leave the mutter interpretation, interpret it usser. So therefore, in the case above that we just mentioned, A and B and C and D, that he's doing pidgin, and he's not doing tamura. What about the following case? Hayu lefanav shtei behemos shel kodesh. I have two behemos of kodesh. Ve'echa achas men balmum. One kodesh is good, one kodesh is a balmum. U'shtei behemos shel chulin. And I also now have C and D, but with C and D, Achas mehen balmum. One is a balmum and one is not. So I have tamim tamim, balmum balmum. And I say zo tachas zo. What do we say? The amar hare elu tachas elu mau. I say these tachas these, what's the halacha? So we're going to go with the girsa of Rashi, because that's what we have. There is the girsa of the Gra, which I think is a little easier. But Rashi is, I think, what we just checked. The girsa of Rashi, what you have in the Gemara, so go with that. So the amar hare elu tachas elu. Mahu, what's the din? Mi Amar, should we say that his, should we interpret his words as follows? That Tamima Tachas Tamima, that's Lat Puse. When he says Tamima, why would he be, if he has a Tumim animal, why would he be redeeming it? A Tumim animal is for sure, and he's putting it on something else, that's Tamura. So the Tumim Tachas the Tumim, that's Lat Puse. That's to make Tamura, and therefore he would get Malchus on that. And Balas Mum, Tachas Balas Mum, that's Lashon Chilul. That's going to be for Chilul. So it's going to be one set of Malkus only. The Tamim for the Tamim is Tamura. The Chulin for the Chulin is going to be just Pidgin, redemption. Right? O Dilma, or do we say, Tamima de Chulin, Tachas Balas Mum de Hektesh, U Balas Mum de Chulin, Tachas Tamima de Hektesh, Vitarvayu Laki. Or why are you lining them up? Why are you necessarily lining up Tamim and Tamim, Chulin, Balmun and Balmum? Maybe line it up and say that the Tamim of the Chulim is instead of the Balmum of Hektesh, so that would be Tamura, and the Balmum of Chulin is instead of the Tamim of Hektesh, and Tarvayu Lucky, and you'll get Malchus on both of them. You have to explain why you would get Malchus on both of those cases. So let's read Rashi. Rashi says, Ubalas Mum Tachas Balas Mum La Chule. He says, the first case, he says he's lining up Tamim to Tamim, Balmum and Balmum. And he says, Balmum, Balmum is for sure redemption and not Tamim, then not Tamura. Rashi says, Devada it puse lek lememri. You can't say Tamura from a Balmum to Balmum. De rabira lo kasiv to the avit Tamura. Because you can't make Tamura from a Balmum to a Balmum. The Pasuk says, Tovira, Ravitov. It doesn't say Ravira. Tosu says, what Gemara ever said that? Where is Rashi getting that from? Tosfos, we never saw that. Rashi is getting it from the pasuk, trying to get it from the pasuk. Tosfos says, but we never darshan that anywhere. So Tosfos has a problem with Rashi. Again, the way the Groy interprets the Gemara, it answers that. But okay, so that's what Rashi says. That's Rab. Now, what about, or do we say, Odilma the other way, Tamima dechulin tachas balas mum. The afa gav the pashut le'el. We just said before. So why would you say that? That it's going to go to Tamura. Even though we said above, the lo shavik hetera avid yisura, that a person is not going to leave heter and go to Isser, ika limibay hacha, we still can ask the question here, hoel v'i efshar de lo avid yisura b'chada. Since by one, he definitely did Isser, meaning from the Baal Mum to the, from the Tamim to the Baal Mum, that's definitely going to be Tamura, because why would you redeem a Tamim? So if the Tamim to the Baal Mum is a Tamura, since he's already in the Parsha Tamura, you can say from the Baal Mum to the Tamim, that's also going to be Tamura. Even though you're going to say, why? Normally you would say from a Baal Mum to a Tamim, Lo Shavik in the Tera of Yisura. But here, since he already did Tamura in part A, let's pull the Tamura into part B also, and say that that's the reason why we get Makos on both of them. So that's the Shaila that we have. Do we say he gets Makos on one or Makos on two? The Gemara says, Im Timtzei Lomar. Or maybe you'll answer and say, against answering Rashi, and say, Kol Heicha the Ika Hetera Lo Avad Yisura. No. If there's a way to do Heter, he's doing it Heter. Who cares that he did one thing Usher? So he did one, he's not a boomer. He's not a terrible guy. He made a mistake over there. That's where he's getting Makos for. But over here, he's not getting Makos. So over there, in case that we just mentioned above, so when he takes the Baal Mum, the Tamim animal, and puts it onto a Baal Mum, that's Tamura. But when he takes the Baal Mum animal and puts it onto a Tamim, Lo Shavik on Hetera, that's going to be Mutta, only one set of Makos. So what about the following case? What about the following case? He has three Kodesh animals, right? So he has two good, one no good. And three perfectly chulin animals. These tachas those. Mi amrinon. So what do we say? Mi timimos tachas timimos itpusei. If I have a tamim kodesh and a tamim chulim, and I'm saying zo tachazu, that has to be tamura, because why? You can't redeem the tamim animal. So if they tachas, those are for certain tachas. So two of these are certainly tamura. So he says, right? Hare elu tachas elu mi amrinon mi timimos tachas timimos latpusei. So timimos na mi tachas valmum latpusei. So let's say case the animal three, which is a balmum, which I said, and then I took another chulin animal and said, zo tachazu, that should also be tamura. Because in two situations, it's vade tamura. So in the third situation, we're going to say it's tamura as also. Right? Tamimas dami tachas basmum lat puse, o dilma hachanami, or say also. So who cares if you did it two times? So what he did two times? Kol hecha de ita teilo abed yisura, vahibas raisa lachuli habe. The two cases where you have no choice to interpret it as tamura, we'll say it's tamura. But the third situation, where you can interpret it as being pidyon, because it's a baal mum going on to a chulin, let's interpret that as pidyon, and therefore he will only get two sets of makos instead of three, which possibly will be six sets, if you remember the original Tosos, who says you may get two sets of makos each time you do tamura, right, for there was the double set of makos. Okay. But, so the Gemara says, that if that's the situation, maybe you'll get one. Now comes the whole purpose of all this setup, is for the last question. The imtim tselomer hachinani, if you can say, you know what, enochinami, kevin dakati gavra lo ichazik v'yisura, this guy only did the Isser twice. So he only did the Isser twice, so he's not muchzok to do the Isser, he only did it twice. What about so gavra lo ichazik v'yisura, v'lo shavik hatei rov v'yisura. So we say, okay, so he did it wrong twice, this third time it's not wrong. What about the following question, right? What about
four animals.
Here you go. Boy Ravashi. He's got four Kodesh animals. A, B, and C are Tamim. D is the Baal Mum. So we're going to focus on the Baal Mum, because the Baal Mum is the only, and he's got four pure Chulin animals. So A, B, and C are Tamim onto three Chulin animals. I'll count the letters, right? E, F, and G. Those are Tamim. That's definitely Tamura, because why are you taking Tachas for a perfect animal? There's no pidyon. So now he violated it three times. Three times is it's Chazik Yisura, right? It's Chazik Yisura. So therefore, he violated it three times. So what about the fourth time now? Do we say?
Why are we saying this is three actions? It's one
Okay, yeah, so I think someone pointed that out. Someone says that. Maybe it's in the Sheets of Mekubetzes. To find it. Right, all the Sheets of Mekubetzes have different things, but the Sheets points out, he says, this isn't a real itchazik yisura because he did it all in once. It's number one, it's not a maisa, just b'dibur. Number two, he did it in one shot. Nevertheless, it might be enough of a itchazik yisura in order to interpret the words a certain way. Doesn't mean that if he does it, it comes the next time that he's a chazik yisura. But for this purpose right here, maybe we're going to. The other question you can ask is how can he get multiple sets of malkos? How do you do the hasra? So I think it's the same answer, right? The answer is, it's usually a Yossi question. The answer is that usually, because there are certain cases where a guy does one action and he violates five lavin, and he has to get the hasra. Here it's one action. Right. He's only doing one action, so one hasra may be able to work for that one action. I think it just continues on to your point. But yeah, it's not real chazik yisura because he only did it once. But here, it's the chazik yisura for here. So hacha vada kaven the chazik yisura, lucky about malkuyos. Maybe the fourth one where he's taking the balmum onto the tumim, which you could interpret it as that being pidgin. But here we're going to say, since he did three of them are going to be tomorrow, we'll make the fourth one tomorrow also. Oh dilma, no. Or do we say alpha gavid chazik yisura? Even though a person was chuksak to be usher, right? Maybe we should say lo shavik inish atayu v'abed yisura. If we have the ability to interpret his actions in a way that doesn't create an isser, we're going to do so. V'hach basrei selachuli have. And this last behemoth, which is a balmum, which is going to be tachas, we're having a tamim tachas this balmum, we can interpret that as pidyon and save him from that last set of malkos. So Gemara says, teku, we'll leave that unresolved until Tishbi comes. Okay. The Mishnah then said, at the end of the Mishnah said, Im hayu hektish balmum yotzei l'chulin v'tzarich la'asos damim. Remember, the Mishnah says, if you say harei said tachazu, all these different words. Now, Wolfi says, if it was a hektish was a balmum, it goes to chulin, which means if it's a balmum and you do one of these lashonos that's not tmura, the hektish goes to chulin, but you have to make sure that your redemption value of your animal is equal to the value of the hektish animal. Meaning if the hektish animal is worth 100 and the animal that you're redeeming on is only worth 50, you have to make up the difference of 50. It has to be, you have to chew up. You have to chew up to get to the value. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yochanan says, that which the Mishnah says, Yotze l'chulin, that when you're poding it, the kodesh goes to chulin, that's Dvar Torah. That's Midoraisa. Midoraisa, you can be poding the animal on any amount and it goes to chulin. Vitzarech lasos damim, and the fact that you have to true up and to make it and have the redemption amount equal.
What happens? The hektish doesn't lose. The house doesn't lose. Dare I say you have $100 carbon? You want to be quite good with $1 carbon? That's fine.
It works.
It works.
Go ahead. This it works, right? It's a machlokas. Vitzarech lasos damim, but he says midrabanan because the house doesn't lose. You have to make this a derabanan rule. So midrabanan, you true up, and therefore, so the house won't lose. You have to make damim. That's Reish Lakish, right? That's midrabanan. Sorry, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Start again. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, yotzei l'chulin dvar Torah, vitzarech lasos damim midrabanan. But the problem we're going to have here, they're talking about the possibility of onah, because you're undercharging. Right, you're taking advantage of hektish, and that something is worth 100, and you're only giving them 50, then it could be onah. But Reish Lakish Amar Af Tzarich Lasos Damin Dvar Torah. Reish Lakish says no. The fact that the house doesn't lose, that's halacha midoraisa, and therefore, when you do the redemption won't even be chal until you true up and give them the difference. Okay, so the Gemara says b'maya skin. Sorry.
Is there enough gemina whether it's deraisa or?
Yeah, according to Rav Yochanan, the pigeon is chal right away, and then midrabanan you have to chew up. According to Reish Lakish, it's not chal until you chew up.
Okay.
Right. The nafkamina would be of the kedusha of the replacement.
I think of both. Number one, according to Reish Lakish, it doesn't go to chulin. You probably could have me either could have issues with it until you chew it up. It doesn't leave. Okay, but my eskinan. So what are we dealing with it in the Mishnah? Like how much difference in value? I gave a 50% valuation difference. But how much in value is the difference in the Mishnah? In Nema Auna, if we're talking about exactly a sixth, The problem with a sixth is, like when you do a sale and you and the overcharge or undercharge a sixth, the sale is valid. You just have to true up the amount, right? El inema ona baha nema Reish Lakish af tzarich lasos dam midorah Torah. In this situation, Reish Lakish says that the true up is going to be midoraisa vahatnan, but we have a mishnah above metziah elu devarim she'ein lehen ona. These are the things that ona, I mean, there's one sixth. Ona is one sixth. Doesn't apply to. There is no hatah from hekdesh. So onah from hekdesh. So if you're talking about it's exactly a sixth, well, then how does Reish Lakish say that midoraisa you have to true up? The Mishnah says there is no true up on hekdesh in that situation. Ela bitul mekach. We're talking about bitul mekach. If you over undercharge more than a sixth, then the sale is null and void. So it's void. So if we're talking about that the difference in value is more than a sixth, Bahan name Rav Yochanan Tzarech Lasos Dam Midivrayim. Is this where Rav Yochanan says that you only have to chew up Midorabanan, but Midoraisa you wouldn't have to chew up? V'ha'am Rav Yirmiya Arkarkos L'chulin. Rav Yirmiya says that there's no Bitul Mekach when it comes to Arkarkos L'chulin. But Rav Yona Amar Hagdeshos Vitar Hagdeshos. Both he says on Hagdesh V'Tavayim. It's made Rav Yochanan Amri Ona Ein Lehem Bitul Mekach Yesh Lehem. They all agree that there's no onah on those things, but they both say that Rav Yochanan tells me that there is bitul mekach when it comes to hektesh. So how can you tell me here that Rav Yochanan said, if you're dealing with a case of more than a sixth, how can you tell me that Rav Yochanan says the true up is only midarabanan? No, it's midaraisa. There's a bitul mekach even according to Rav Yochanan. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, and now again here the girsas get all messed up. So I'm just gonna. I think I'm going to try to read it through what we have it in the Masifta, and hopefully it matches what you have in the Arskel. And if it doesn't, then let me know, and we'll figure it out. Okay. So the Olam, we're going to say no. Okay, so basically the question is now, according to Rabbi Yonah, he says that Rabbi Yochanan says that when it comes to Hektesh, even by Hektesh, there's the idea of Bitul Mekach Midoraisa. So it's impossible to say that our Mishnah is dealing with a situation where the chulin value was more than a sixth different than the hektesh value, because on that, Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Yonah, Rav Yochanan should say, there's bitul mekach midoraisa, not a true up midorabanan. So la'olam, the Gemara says, no, we're talking about bitul mekach, we're talking about where the chulin animal was less than the hektesh animal by more than a sixth. The epoch, and we're going to flip the shitos. I always get confused when we flip the shitos. What are we flipping? So he's saying we're flipping the shitos here that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish's shitos we're going to flip. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to flip the shitos and say that Rabbi Yochanan says midoraisa, you have to do the true up, and Reish Lakish says it's only midorabanan you have to do the true up. So therefore, we're talking about a case where it's bitul mekach, it's more than a sixth. Where Rabbi Yochanan says that the bitul that you have to true up, it's Rabbi Yochanan says it's midoraisa, and Reish Lakish says midivrayim. It flips it, so therefore Rabbi Yochanan flips with Rabbi Yonah. The Gemara says, "Wonderful! You flipped it for now. You flipped it. And it works for Rav Yonah, but it doesn't work for Rav Yirmiya, right?" So he says, "Umi matz amrit epoch. How can you say they're going to flip the shitos? Hanicha lemanda amar haikdeshos v'kol shekain karkos. It works according to Rav Yonah. Rav Yonah says that this concept of bitul mekach according to Rav Yochanan now works when it comes to karka and when it comes to hektesh.
But there's no one on karka.
What? It's a machlokas. It is definitely on karka." The question is, right, but so Rav Yonah says it applies to Karka and to Hektesh. But Rav Yirmiya, El Lamanda Amar Akarkos. Rav Yirmiya just said it only applies to Karkos, the idea that there's no Ona, but there is Bitul Mekach. He says it applies to Karkos, but it doesn't apply to Hektesh. El Lamanda Amar Karkos, while Hektesh is Einlan Bitul Mekach, but Hektesh doesn't have Bitul Mekach, Hechi Apach Laha. How are you going to flip the shitas? Because he says that Rav Yochanan holds, there is no bitul mekach when it comes to hektesh. You flip the shitas to help Rav Yonah, but you mess up Rav Yirmiya in the process. So how does that work? So Amar lach Rav Yirmiya, lo tepach. According to my shita, you cannot switch the shitas. Let's understand according to Rav Yirmiya. According to Rav Yirmiya, do not switch the shitas of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, because according to Rav Yirmiya, according to Rav Yirmiya, Rav Yochanan holds that even by hektesh there is no bitul mekach. There's only bitul mekach by regular karkos, and that's why Rav Yochanan says that midoraisa you can mechalel a kaddish animal onto a chulin animal even if it's more than a six different differential, and you don't have to return the dummy midoraisa. It just has to be it's just midorabanan. So we had the problem though. We have the problem. So he's fine. Rav Yirmiyah is fine. You don't have to flip it. According to Rav Yonah, you have to flip it. According to Rav Yirmiyah, you don't flip it, and it works out. The whole question was from this Bryce, this Mishnah. The question was this Mishnah: how can you say Rav Yochanan? How can you say that the true up is only midorabanan? According to Rav Yonah, the true up is going to have to be according to Rav Yonah, you'd have to do it's bitul mechak and be midoraisa. True up would have to be midoraisa. So Rav Yonah flips the shitas. Rav Yirmiyah doesn't flip the shitas. So now the Gemara says, Lema b'dishmua kamiflagi. Let's say the machlokas is by understanding Shmuel. Well, which machlokas? We've just mentioned two machlokas. We have the machlokas of Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Yonah, and we have the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. So which machlokas are you talking about? So the girsa we have in the Gemara says that the machlokas we're saying b'dishmua kamiflagi is Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Yonah. According to the way Rashi and the Gra read it, they changed the whole girsa, and it's much simpler, and it's talking about the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. So, by show of hands, how do you want to do it? So, we could say, let's just read the way the Gemara has it now. It says, Lema b'dish, because that's according to the Rashi's way, you have to pull out a lot of words. So, are we here? Okay. So, Lema b'dishmul kamiflagi. Let's say, the machlokas between Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Yonah. What's their machlokas? As to whether or not there's a concept of ona'a yoser mishtus by hektish. Maybe that is, they're arguing in Shmuel's din. What's Shmuel's din? The Amar Shmuel, hektish shave mana, shechililul al shave pruta, mechulal. Shmuel holds that there's no concept of ona'a at all when it comes to hektish. You can be poda and of anything of tremendous value onto anything of small value. Pidyon has nothing to do necessarily to do with value. It just has to do with redemption. I'm moving this to here. And that's all. It doesn't do with value. So even if I have an animal that's worth $1,000 and I redeem it onto an animal that's worth $100, that's still going to be valid coming to Shmuel. It's the same idea when it comes to Truma. You say, Pchita achas poteres hasakri. You just pull out one thing. It's a minimal amount and it's done. Right? The Amar Shmuel, Hekte Shave Mana, Shechilo, Al Shave Pruta, Mechulo. The Rabbi Yona is not going to hold like Shmuel. Less lay the Shmuel. He's not going to hold like Shmuel, and therefore he's going to say, if you do more than a six, we have a problem with a six of price differential, you have a problem with no when it comes to hektesh. Rabbi Yirmiyah is like the Shmuel, and Rabbi Yirmiyah holds like Shmuel, and therefore when it comes to hektesh, he doesn't have a problem with no when it comes to hektesh. Straight machlokas, the holding of the din of Shmuel, which is interesting, because Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yonah Tanoim, Shmuel's din is an Amora, but he just made the din famous. The din was the shita was out there to begin with. So Gemara says, "Look, you don't have to explain that way. No, bein demar isle de Shmuel. They both hold like Shmuel. Now this is why I think you can see now why the other way is much easier. You could also just say that the machlokas in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is the machlokas of Shmuel. A, it gets rid of my question. B, it just simply means as follows: Reish Lakish, go back to our Rabbi Yochanan, says that you have to chew it midorabanan, holds like Shmuel because once you were podit." Once you report it, it's done. You're chewing it up. That's just midorabanan because we don't want the house to lose. But it's mechulal, even if you do from 100 from a mana to a pruta. Reish Lakish, who says that the true up is the raisa and there's no chil at all until you true up, he does not hold like Shmuel. He doesn't have this thing. He says you have to have equal value or at least less than a six of difference in order for it to be chal. And then the Gemara would basically end. The Gemara says lo. Now back to our way, we're learning that it's machlokas Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Yonah. Bein demar, ubein demar, isnei de Shmuel. Both Rav Yonah and Rav Yirmiyah hold like Shmuel. Everyone holds that you can take an expensive hektesh and be mechalid on a cheap chulin. So, but Rav Yonah sabar, what's the difference? Rav Yonah sabar ki amar Shmuel di aved, aval lechatchila lo amar, Rav Yirmiyah sabar afil lechatchila. So what does that mean? So to be aved lechatchila here can't mean what we typically mean, di aved lechatchila. What Rav Yonah says is that when Shmuel says that the chilul is chal, that's only he does. I don't know how that works. Let's read Rashi. Bein lamar, Rashi isul Shmuel. You see that Rashi?
The first way we read it, are they both? Is the machlokes just whether it's derabanan or deraisa, but they hold the same thing?
The way I'm reading, if you say it to Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, then I'm saying that the machlokus is whether or not you hold.
You have to chew up, but one holds it's derabanan.
Right. But there's a big nafkamina as to whether the chulin takes place even without the true up. According to Rav Yochanan, it's redeemed right away, and now you have a monetary obligation to true up.
That's the derabanan.
But now he says, bein demar to Shmuel, the Rabbi Yonah Savar Kemar Shmuel the Eved, Aval Chachila Lo, Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar Chachila Chachila. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, I bit kidim mikavim l'achulei vadaim mitchil. If a person has kavana and says, okay, I really want this $100 chulin, a true kaddish, to be chal, and this $1 chulin, that's chal. Kidim mikavim l'achulei vadaim mitchil. Klomar, im haya bedaitu l'anos ha-hekdish, if he had in mind to cheat hektesh ulechal bedam pechutin and to be mechal on lower value, vaday mitchil, it's definitely going to work. Avalahachi amar, he says Reish Lakish. Avalahachi amar Reish Lakish. In our case, I guess it would be Rabbi Yonah. Sarich lasos damim dvar Torah mishum diil lo mikabin lechal bedamim tuchim elosav v'shiu achulun shavim et dmei hektesh. The difference is going to be what he thought. If the guy knew there was a difference in value, so everyone's going to agree to Shmuel that it's chal. The machlokas is if the guy made a mistake and he thought he was redeeming equal value. So according to Rabbi Yonah, that doesn't work. And according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, it does work. Or, the way we're saying it, the other way around, according to Reish Lakish, if the guy made that mistake, so then it's not going to be chal. Point Rav Yochanan doesn't make a difference, it's still going to be chal. So the language of l'chachilu b'di'eved is not the typical language that we have with l'chachilu b'di'eved, because that doesn't make sense. But I think the way to read it, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, it's just an easier read. You just say that when Rav Yochanan, they all agree to Shmuel, just read with Reish Lakish, they all agree to Shmuel that it works if you do cheap if you redeem onto the cheap. But Reish Lakish doesn't say when does it work if you redeem it onto cheap, only if you intended to redeem it onto the cheap. But if you thought it was of equal value, to figure out why, but if you thought it wasn't equal value, then it's not gonna work. Rav Yochanan says, even if you thought it was equal value and you made a mistake, it still works, because he says Shmuel even applies in that scenario. Okay. V'ibayis Ema. Now the Gemara is going back and saying, to explain the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Again, the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is whether or not the true up that we mentioned in the Mishnah is midaraisa of the Rabbanan. He says, la'olam lo tepuch. You're going to not have to switch it around, because remember, we have, in order to answer Rav Yonah, we had to switch it. He says, don't switch it around. V'tekakashu l'masnisin, you had that shaila from the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that, the Mishnah seemed to indicate that hektesh, according to Rav Yochanan, does have bitul mekach. So with v'tekakashu l'masnisin, he says, elu dvarim, right, that don't have onah, hekdeshos, right, it should say that it's kidder Rav Chizda. We're going to explain that Mishnah like Rav Chizda. The Amar Chizda, ein lehen onah, einan b'toros onah, dafilu pachos michdei onah choser. There is no concept of onah, and therefore, so who are we answering here? We're getting all confused. Okay. Rashi says, v'tekashilach, it said, we asked over there, l'reish lakish mimas nisim. We asked on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says the true up, right, Reish Lakish says the true up is mida oraisa, correct? He says the true up is mida oraisa. And we asked on Reish Lakish, how can you say the true up is oraisa? We have a mission that says that there is no onah when it comes to hektish. Right, Reish Lakish must listen to Eilu Devarim lo kasha, dahim etar tzei Reish Lakish k'dor Rav Chizda, because Reish Lakish is going to ask the Rav Chizda, that filu pachos mishtus choser. He says, what does it mean that ein lehen onah? He says, ein lehen onah, that there's no concept of onah at all, meaning even less than a sixth you have to redeem. Onah means that if you do up to a sixth, you're fine. Reish Lakish is going to say, no, I'm learning like Rav Chizda, who says, when that Mishnah says there's no onah in hektesh, that means like Josh learns, the kodesh always wins. Even if you cheat them by a penny, it has to go back. So that's how he's going to interpret ein lehen onah. Not ein lehen onah, which means that there is no onah and you can overcharge or undercharge. Ein lehen onah means don't overcharge or undercharge anything, even less than a sixth. And that way, that Mishnah doesn't become akasha on Reish Lakish. Okay? Fine. Amar Ula. Ula now comes and says that when Rav Chizda said by Hektesh that even if you cheat Hektesh less than a sixth, you have to return that money. Lo Amru Ela B'Shimoy B'Trei. That's only if in initially the evaluation of the value of the property and they made the mistake, that evaluation was done by two people. If three people made that evaluation, three people make the evaluation, and it turns out that it was wrong, even if 100 people come later and say they were wrong, that three-person evaluation is final, and you don't have to return the money. Because if three people made the evaluation, you were so mech on them, you don't have to return the money, even if 100 people came later. So the Gemara says, Aini, is that really true? What do you mean? Why would you not listen to the 100? The Gemara says, when do you not listen to 100? When you have testimony. You say, Trei Kimeya. But this isn't testimony. This is umdana. This is evaluation. They evaluate it wrong. That's what Gemara says. Gemara says, Aini, v'ha'amar of Safra, hechi amar meya ketrei u'trei kemeya. When do we say the 100 equals 2 or 2 equals 100? That's when inyan edus. That when it comes to testimony. Tenth testimony. About inyan umdana, when it comes to evaluation, that basar deyas is lina. We'll go according to the majority of opinions. The majority opinion here is 100 against 3. Let's go against 100. Let's go with the 100. Right? Vesu, and even more so, t'lasa u'tlasa, lo as lina basar batra, the yan hekesh al elyona. Even if three people came later, this is for Josh, even if three people came later and said that the first three people evaluated wrong and their evaluation is making it less for Hektish, and we think it's going to be benefit Hektish with our evaluation, we go according to the last three. Because if we have three against three, we're going to take the evaluation that most benefits Hektish. So what's going on? So Gemara says, Chasavu Ula, Tsarech Lasos Damim Devrayim. The Chodar Rabbanan, Kila Be Rabbanan. No, Ula, who said that once you have three, it's done. You don't have to listen to the 100. He says, he's going to hold, like the Mandamru says, that this whole idea of truing up for Hektish, that's only Midin Darabanan. I only have to true up Midin Darabanan. So once they only have to true up Midin Darabanan, so the Rabbanan were Mekil and said, once three made the evaluation, that's what's going to be. The Rabbanan set the rules as to what's going to be considered a good evaluation and what's going to be subject to being retracted.
So Reish Lakish would say that three against three, you go according to the first.
If you within Reish Lakish, if you say, he said the two of us are right, so then he's going to say, yeah, you go according to Basar and Deus. And go according to the one that makes Hektish win. Yes. Okay, next Mishnah. Harei zo tachas ola. Right, you're just out of the blue. Rashi says, out of the blue. Zosha, I say this is instead of an ola. Or I say tachas chatas. This is instead of the chatas. Lo amar klum. The Kedusha is not chal on this animal because there's no chatas here. There's no ola here. There's no reference point. You have to have a reference point in order to make the tamura, or in order to make the pigeon. There's no reference point. But if he says, tachas chatas zo, the tachas ola zo, or he says, no, this is tachas that specific chatas, or that specific ola, then, or tachas chatas, the tachas ola shleishim v'bayis, or instead of the chatas the ola that I have in my house, Hayolo and Hayolo, when he actually did have it, then Devar Kayamim, then his words are valid, because he has to have a reference point. You have to be referring to something. You can't just say it's time out of the blue. Amar al Behema Temeya, the al Balas Mum, Hare Elu Ola, lo Amar Klum. He takes a non kosher animal, or he takes a Bal Mum, and says, this non kosher animal, this Bal Mum, is an Ola. Doesn't count for anything, because it can't be an Ola. But if he says Hare Elu Li Ola, they should be for an Ola, then Yimachru Yovi Demein Ba'Ola. What he's really intending to mean now is I'll sell this. I'm not making this the actual carbon Ola. I want it to be used for an Ola, so therefore just sell it, and with the money, you bring an Ola. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Masnisin Delok Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. What's Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir holds that a person doesn't just say silly things out of his mouth. You have to interpret his words to mean something, halachically. Right? You have to interpret his words. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, when he's trying to make an halachic, to do something halachic, you have to interpret his words. So therefore, when the person said, Harei zo tachas ola, o tachas chatas, according to Rav Meir, that should work. Right? The Rav Meir, ha ein adam moti dvar levatola. A person doesn't say things, if you can interpret his words to make him halachic, valid. So therefore, when he says, Harei, when he goes up to the animal, says Harei zo ola, Harei zet tachas ola, but he doesn't have an ola there, we're going to interpret to mean money. He wants to sell this animal and to give it to money. Last case in the Mishnah, Harei elu ola, if he says these are li ola, the Baal Mum, or the non-kosher animals, li ola, yimachru yavi demeim ola. He should sell them and bring money with them. So Gemara says, taima to behema temeya ubalas mum, de lo chazion, de lo bayimumum. The whole reason why this works is because we're talking about either balmum or a non-kosher animal. Aval mafrish nekeva la'ashem ola ola. But if you, so there, in those cases, you can sell them right away. You don't have to wait for them to get a mum. The baal mum, you don't have to wait for it to get a mum because it has a mum. And the non-kosher animal, you don't have to, wait to get a mum because it has no shaychus to being the karban. But, harking back to a few weeks ago, aval mafrish nekeva la'ashem ola. But if I separate the nekeva for an ashram ola, and remember, an ashram ola can only bring a male, but in there, you can't sell them right away, buying mumma. The deal is those would require your mum first, and then you can sell it. And why? Because that's the deal the Mishnah is making, and then, Amar Rav, Yehuda Amar Rav, Masnis and Lok Rabbi Shimon, then our Mishnah would not go according to Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon said on the Mishnah, and after your test, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Timakish Lobamum. Rabbi Shimon says, we don't have this idea. Remember, we said that there is a shame ola on the animal because of the birds. Rav Shimon didn't hold of that, and he would say that in these situations, even if you were makdish a nekeva for an ola, you could sell it right away without getting a mum.
The Mishnah where just in the beginning where it says tachas chatos zo tachas ola zo.
Right. The first case is harei zo tachas ola.
Right. Okay. So the next case tachas chatos zo the tachas ola zo. We have something in front of you.
Right. Right. Right.
So the only difference between this and just tamura is the word tachas. Is that what it teaches? Because otherwise, no, it sounds like regular tamura.
The tachas doesn't work. So the tachas would be interpreted. Tachas, we just went through the whole sugya. Tachas can either mean one or the other. It can either mean tamura or it can be pidgin. So whichever it's going to be, it can only work if there's a frame of reference. Right? So he says tachas. Let's just say it's pidgin. It'd be tachas.
What is this specific thing teaching us that we didn't know before?
If you just say harei zo, it's a comparison between the two languages. It says harei zo tachas ola, that does not work because there's no frame of reference. But if I say tachas ola zo, it does work because then you have the frame of reference. You're just saying that you're teaching us that you have to have an actual animal that you're referring to in order for the pigeon to work, or according to the tmura to be effective. That's all. Okay. All right.